love is in the air.
Actually, love is on the air because the Date Doctor is here. Doctor. Sponsored by Sparky's Hook and Ladder Bar and Grill in Hartford. The doctor will see you now.
I believe you all know Gina J over there. My name is Damon Scott.
And that's the Date Doctor here on Fridays. Today, talking about...
I'm talking about dating today.
Oh, the Date Doctor's talking about dating. Revolutionary.
Kind of focused on the women today, although it might apply to the men too. But a lot of single women think they are going to make the dating process more efficient, and they actually create the exact opposite. So I'm going to share some examples.
Okay.
The women that interview the men before they actually go on a date. There are women now that are like,
I want a Skype session with them. I want to talk 25 times.
They want to go through all these interviews to make sure that the guy is right. And what happens is the guy thinks she's nuts and she repels a good guy.
You ever Skype process. Anybody, Gina?
No.
You don't mind them doing a little research, right?
Oh, I always Google and find out that they're real, but you don't tell them that you did it.
Right.
I recently had a guy that he stalked the girl, found her on Facebook, looked at her pictures and was like,
oh, I love that picture and blah, blah, blah.
She's like,
where did you see that?
He's like,
found you on Facebook.
And that was creepy to her. So it's okay to do it, but you don't tell them that you did it.
I liked that outfit you were wearing yesterday.
When?
When I was outside your bedroom window.
Yeah.
With no pants.
That way, even though he was just innocently curious and looking, it just feels weird, and that is what it is. So don't do it.
Number two.
They have a ridiculous deal-breaker list. I know a lot of women that are like,
if I find a guy that meets these 37 deal-breakers, I'll go on a date with them.
And then they actually miss the opportunity for meeting a great guy. My favorite one is education. The women that think, I need a guy with a master's degree. There are a lot of schmucks who are very highly educated and a lot of great successful guys who are not, and you miss an opportunity to meet a great guy. My thing, deal-breakers, there should be two. Chemistry and respect.
Hang on, here's Gina's deal-breaker list.
Oh my God.
Cannot be wanted for murder. Okay. Must be straight. That's another good one.
Do they have to be straight?
Here's your list of must-haves.
Yeah, there was one that was.
Must be breathing. That's it.
Must have. I thought for sure he was going to say must have a but.
That's not even necessary anymore.
No. Really? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Because she's
you
got
can strap
there.
This on. Let's
no,
go.
No, you stop it.
Let's go.
Number three are the women that go on the first date and they rant to these men about all the things that they won't accept. Basically, what that says is these are all the things that they have put up with before, and it makes you really unattractive when you share all the crap that you will tolerate.
So check, please.
Yeah. Efficient women are saying, I'm not going to waste time looking anymore. I'm going to wait till it comes to me, because when you're not looking, it will happen. That's the biggest BS in the world.
Look, well, you're making somebody. This sound like a job search, and you would never say, I'll just wait till somebody offers me a job.
Perfect analogy. If you want a great job, you have to work hard and find a great job and interview and go through the process, and that's what dating's like.
Well, I think folks should just go speed dating. When's your next event?
August 18th, ages 25 to 42 at Billy T's in Cromwell.
Billy T's in Cromwell. You want to ask her a question? Get some advice? Maybe get yourself set up on her patented three blind dates method? Just go to this one address.
Got five? That's the number 5 minutes.com.